I was staying way back probably 20 years ago as a member of the council. I was the one who proposed that an islands committee be set up. Heretofore, up to 3 years ago, there were three meetings in each year, and I proposed that at least four meetings be held each year there at the meeting about 3 years ago, and that was unanimously decided. But now we're down to one or a period of 2 years.
Is it a case then that this committee is not needed, and perhaps the interests of the islands are being looked after by individual councillors?
No, that's not the position, because it would have to be scrapped if that isn't the case, and that hasn't happened either. It's in a state of limbo at the moment, and the fact that this island body give a voice to the people and the areas there that represented the different islands, and it brought home to the council and the departments, the various departments, and the public bodies, the need for improved infrastructure on the islands. You take it, roads, fishing, broadband, then again as well, the health services, education.
Obviously, the majority of islands are under the auspices, I suppose, of the Glenties Municipal District. Presumably then, the councillors that represent that area could be doing something on this.
There could be arranging a meeting for in order to meet the people from the island, the representatives there, and that's not taken place. And I'm bitterly disappointed at that probably all the other subcommittees of the council meet on a frequent basis, but this one has been allowed to drift. You might say, you talk about the Wild Atlantic Way, but this is a scene where apparently the islands are orphans in the Wild Atlantic.